In recent weeks, the world's attention has been fixed on the war waged by the United States and Israel against Iran.
咁喺過去呢幾周咧，全世界嘅關注嘅焦點咧，都喺美國聯同以色列對伊朗嘅一啲戰爭，咁導致，sorry。
The conflict has led to heavy civilian casualties, widespread destruction of homes and buildings, surging oil prices, and rising inflation.
咁因為呢個戰爭咧，都導致好多平民傷亡啦，住宅建設都被毀壞，油價同埋就急升。亦都通脹啦，影響住全球咧各地人民嘅生活。
Affecting the lives of people across the globe.
咁所以全世界唔同地方嘅人都受到影響。
As negative news and troubling events continue to unfold, people's emotions are easily shaken.
當咁樣負面嘅消息嚟到嘅時候，一不如意嘅事情接二連三咁發生，人嘅心情咧都好容易受到影響。
The global situation is changing rapidly, and if our hope rests solely on worldly matters, our emotions are likely to fluctuate, leading to anxiety and a loss of inner peace.
咁世界局勢咧急速咁樣去變化，如果我哋嘅盼望只係喺今生物質嘅事情咧，咁恐怕我哋嘅情緒都會起伏不定，咁亦都會經常有憂慮啊，以致我哋失去平安。
Now consider the disciples of Lord Jesus when he was crucified.
咁我哋一齊去諗下，當主耶穌基督佢被釘十字架嘅時候。
They were overwhelmed with sorrow, fear, and even despair.
跟随主耶稣嘅门徒大为伤心，甚至系恐慌，有啲直情系感到绝望。
They scattered and hid, afraid of being implicated.
咁佢哋咧当时就四散啦，匿埋啦，因为佢哋咧都担心自己被牵连。
Now Peter, who had once declared he would die for the Lord, denied him three times.
曾经公然话自己愿意为主死嘅彼得，都三次咁否认主。
Yet long, not long afterwards, the disciple made a dramatic turnaround.
但系过咗冇几耐，呢班嘅门徒突然间发生咗180度嘅转变。
They began proclaiming that Jesus has risen from the dead.
佢哋竟然到处去传扬耶稣基督已经复活呢个信息。
How incredible this was!
呢个系几咁不可思议咧！
Today is Resurrection Sunday,
今日系复活嘅主日。
the day we commemorate Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead.
系一齐纪念耶稣基督从死里复活嘅日子。
I wonder, do you truly believe that the Lord Jesus has risen?
咁唔知大家系咪真心相信主耶稣已经从死里复活呢？
For those who have not yet believed, this may sound unbelievable.
对于仲未信主嘅人嚟讲，可能真系会觉得太难以置信啦。
Even impossible, something that could ever, that could, that, that should never, that could never happen.
甚至咧，可能覺得絕對冇可能發生嘅事啦。
But for those of us who know God and follow the Lord, we believe by faith that Jesus is indeed risen.
但系對於咧，我哋已經認識神、跟從主嘅人咧，我哋透過信心係確確實實相信主耶穌已經復活啦。
You might ask, how can you know that Jesus was resurrected?
但可能你仍然會去質問，你究竟點樣知道耶穌係復活咗啊？
This happened over 2,000 years ago.
呢件事係發生喺超過2000幾年前，
It could just be a legend.
話唔定只係一個傳說。
You weren't there, so how can you be sure it really happened?
你當時又唔在場，你點知真係有咁嘅事發生呢？
That's a fair question.
咁呢個都係一個好合理嘅問題啊！
And one worth exploring with an open heart.
咁係一個值得我哋一齊用開放嘅心去思考探討嘅問題。
As I have said before, the Christian faith is based on objective facts combined with subjective experience.
正如我都曾經同大家分享過，基督教嘅信仰咧係有客觀嘅事實，並且要加上我哋主觀嘅經歷。
Only when the two are united can faith be secure.
唯有當兩者結合，我哋嘅信心咧先至係穩固嘅。
Now, believing blindly without objective facts is mere superstition and easily leads to deception.
因为如果冇客观事实嘅支持，我哋只系盲目咁去相信咧， 咁呢種只不過係迷信，而且咧我哋好容易會受到欺騙。
On the other hand, having the objective facts without subjective personal experience result in mere head knowledge.
但係咧，如果我哋只係有客觀事實，卻缺乏主觀嘅經歷，咁恐怕我哋有嘅都只不過係一啲頭腦嘅知識。
Lacking the faith described in the Bible.
咁就冇聖經入面所講嘅嗰種信心啦。
Recently, I saw a report on TV about an 80-year-old woman who got to know Elon Musk online.
咁最近咧，我就睇到一則報道啦。咁咧，佢就話有一位80歲嘅婦人，佢喺網上咧認識咗馬斯克。
Not long after they began communicating,
咁冇幾耐，佢哋就開始互相溝通啦。
this person claiming to be Musk told her that she won a prize, which is a new Tesla and some wearable gift.
咁呢個自稱係馬斯克嘅人咧，就同呢位婦人講話：，你中咗獎啦！咁咧將會得到一部全新嘅特斯拉電動車，仲有好多名貴嘅獎品。
And they could be shipped to her in Hong Kong.
而且咧，一切都會安排好，會郵寄，即係會寄到去香港俾佢嘅。
However, she needed to pay the shipping fees and related taxes.
咁但係佢咧就首先需要付一個運輸費同埋咧一啲嘅税。
In the end, after a few times, she gave a total of 150,000 Hong Kong dollars.
咁最後經過幾次咁樣嘅交流咧，呢位富人先後俾出咗15萬港幣。
As outsider, we immediately recognize this must be a scam.
咁我哋作為局外人，應該一聽都知道咁樣實係一個騙局啦。
Because why would the world's richest man, Elon Musk, have the time to chat with an elderly lady in Hong Kong?
咁我哋諗都諗到啊，哇！呢、這個全球首富馬斯克邊有可能啊，有咁嘅閒情逸致去同一個香港嘅80歲老人家去傾偈咧？
She firmly believed it was real because they have video call on her phone and she has seen his photo and his answer.
咁啊，但系呢个妇人仍然好坚持，深信系真嘅，因为咧佢话咧佢已经试过喺手机啊亲身同佢对方咧视频通话过，而且仲有佢嘅相添。
Her son tried hard to convince her that this must be an AI-powered scam.
咁佢個仔咧就極力咁勸媽媽話：媽媽，你唔好再繼續被呃啦，呢個係一個 AI 嘅騙案嚟嘅啫。
But she wouldn't listen.
但係咧，佢就係唔聽。
He eventually had to seek help from the TV show host to pressure her mother not to be scammed continually.
咁最後個仔咧就唯有通過揾到一個電視台節目主持人咧，幫助佢一齊勸佢媽媽千祈唔好再繼續被騙落去啦。
Initially, she was very stubborn and refused to accept the truth, even blaming others for getting in her way.
咁咧，最初咧，佢都仲係好固執啦，點都唔肯接受呢個事實同真相，仲喺度責怪其他人咧喺度阻住佢。
In the end, of course, she never received any electric car or gifts.
咁最後當然就冇收到任何電動車或者禮物啦。
Disappointed, she had to accept the fact that she had been cheated.
咁最後咧，佢只係喺失望裡面要去接受佢真係被騙呢個事實啦。
But as for the resurrection of Jesus, it might initially sound unbelievable, seemingly go against reason and science.
咁至於耶穌基督復活呢件事啊，起初聽落去可能真係同樣覺得令人難以置信，甚至好似違反咗科學同埋理性。
Yet the Bible clearly records in multiple places that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day after his crucifixion.
但係咧，聖經卻係喺多處清楚記載耶穌被釘死後嘅第三日係復活嘅。
The evidence for this event includes the empty tomb, the multiple appearances of the risen Jesus, and the transformation of the disciples.
而呢件事嘅證據咧，除咗包括呢個空嘅墳墓，即係入面嘅屍體已經唔見咗啦，耶穌復活後多次顯現，同埋咧門徒生命嘅改變等等。
Now, for example, in the account, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene.
例如啦，我哋可以睇到耶穌咧係向抹大拉嘅瑪利亞顯現。
He appeared to Peter alone.
佢亦都單獨嘅向彼得去顯現。
Please show them. Okay.Right. In fact, incident, he appeared to the two disciples on the road to Amos。
咁咧，同樣而一復活嘅耶穌亦都向個以馬可思路上嘅兩個門徒去顯現。
He appeared to 10 disciples, with Thomas absent.
而咧，佢亦都向10個門徒咧顯現啦，即係除咗多馬當時唔在場。
He appeared to 11 disciples, including Thomas.
跟住又向包括埋多馬呢11個門徒顯現。
To the seven disciples by the Sea of Tiberias,
喺提比利亞海邊嘅7個門徒面前，亦都出現，
appeared to more than 500 brothers at all in one go.
同時向500個弟兄去顯現，
Appeared to James, the Lord's brother.
向主耶穌自己嘅兄弟弟弟雅各顯現，
He appeared to the disciples on the Mount of Olives near Jerusalem.
跟住喺耶路撒冷外橄欖山呢度嘅向眾門徒顯現。
He appeared to Paul alone on the road to Damascus.
甚至之後喺呢個大馬士革路上啊，向使徒保羅去顯現。
So these are some of the examples of various incidents.
咁呢度咧，就係一啲嘅例子咧，就係唔同嘅情況下，主耶穌向唔同嘅人顯現。
Now, those who refuse to believe that Jesus has risen from the dead put forward various reasons to question it.
當然啦，拒絕相信耶穌已經復活嘅人咧，都會提出好多唔同嘅理由咧去質疑嘅。
Some may suggest that the disciples and those who knew Jesus missed him so much that they experienced hallucinations.
咁有人咧，可能就係覺得門徒咧當時梗係太想念耶穌啦，所以咧佢哋就出現咗幻覺。
This is absolutely impossible.
咁但係呢個其實係絕對唔可能嘅。
Because at different times and places, Jesus appeared to many people multiple times.
因為啊，分別喺唔同嘅時間、地點，耶穌係多次並多處向唔同嘅人去顯現。
After his resurrection, over a period of 40 days, he appeared to different people in different locations.
就喺耶穌復活後嘅40日裏面咧，耶穌分別喺唔同嘅地方出現，亦都向唔同嘅人去顯現。
Besides, there was interaction.
而且咧，當中係有互動嘅。
The resurrected Jesus is described as speaking with people, eating and staying with them.
當時復活後嘅主耶穌咧，係被描述為咧係可以同佢哋對話啦，可以甚至一齊食嘢，一齊同住一段時間。
And even letting the disciple touch his wounds, proving that it was a physical resurrection.
甚至啊，佢係將自己嘅手啊伸出嚟俾門徒去觸摸呢啲傷痕，去證明咧佢呢個肉身係真係復活咗啦。
Not just a simple manifestation of his spirit.
而唔係一個單純咧以一個靈嘅狀態咧去顯現。
Another theory suggests that Jesus did not really die.
咁另外咧，亦都有一個講法就認為咧，其實當時主耶穌咧並冇真正咁死去嘅。
He merely fainted. Later, he regained consciousness.
咁佢當時其實只不過咧可能係暈咗啫。咁跟住咧，唔知幾耐之後佢又醒翻啦。
And then he appeared to his disciples, speaking to encourage them.
咁所以之後咧，佢醒翻之後就出現喺門徒面前，講一啲好鼓勵嘅説話去俾佢門徒聽。
However, this argument is even less likely to be true.
但係咁嘅論點啊，其實就更加唔能夠成立啦。
Consider what Jesus endured.
我哋諗下耶穌佢當時所受嘅係乜嘢嘅一種情況嘅苦楚咧？
He was first flogged,
佢首先係被鞭打
and then nailed to the cross.
然後咧係釘喺十字架上面。
With blood flowing continually from his wounds.
血係不斷嘅去流出嚟。
After he died, a Roman soldier pierced his side with a spear to ensure he was dead.
甚至佢已經斷氣之後啊，一個羅馬兵丁咧係為咗要確保佢真係死咗，係刻意用呢個長矛兵器刺入佢嘅肋旁。
Causing blood and water to flow out.
而當時就有水同血流出嚟。
Now Jesus there was confirmed by Roman soldiers, the centurions, and others who witnessed it.
而耶穌基督嘅死啊，係由當時在場嘅羅馬士兵啦、百夫長等等咧檢查過，係公認嘅。
Even if Jesus had somehow survived all this brutal torture, lying in the tomb for one or two nights without water or food.
嗱，試想下，就算耶穌真係當時經歷曬依一切酷刑，竟然都仲係活，仲係生存緊啊！但係當佢喺個墳墓裡面有成一兩日係完全缺乏食物同水嘅情況下，
in severe pain from his wound and barely alive, would he have the strength to roll away the large stone blocking the tomb's entrance?
而當時佢嘅傷口都應該係劇痛，可能佢已經成個人奄奄一息咁嘅狀態瞓喺呢個墓穴裡面。咁佢又邊有力氣啊，可以自己推開個墳墓門口嗰塊巨大嘅石頭而走出嚟呢？
And then he went to the disciple and encouraged them, claiming he had risen.
仲走出去揾啲門徒，然後話：哇，你睇下，我已經復活啦！
Furthermore, if he knew he had not actually risen, but only regained consciousness.
嗱，另外，如果佢明明知道自己根本就唔係從死裡復活，只不過係暈咗，甦醒翻嚟。
Yet deceived his disciples that with such a lie, that would be completely contrary to Jesus' character and his consistent teachings.
咁樣以一種謊言去欺騙自己嘅門徒，咁樣應該絕對就唔係耶穌佢嘅品格同埋佢一致嘅教導所彰顯出嚟嘅。
Now, even those who do not believe Jesus is the Messiah sent by God acknowledge him as one of the greatest moral teachers the world had ever known.
就算係嗰啲咧，唔相信耶穌係神所差嚟嘅嗰位尼賽亞都好啦，佢哋都係承認咧世界上最偉大嘅道德教師之一就係耶穌啦。
And yet you are saying these great moral teachers would weave the greatest lie to deceive the whole world?
但係唔通呢位被公認為係道德偉大嘅教師，竟然會編出編織一個咁樣嘅騙局嚟欺騙全世界？
That makes no sense at all.
咁係完全唔合理嘅，係嘛？
Thirdly, was the body stolen by the disciples?
咁另外啦，唔通佢嘅屍體就係俾門徒偷咗去？
Now, the tomb where Jesus was buried was found empty 3 days later.
耶穌當時被埋葬嘅呢個墳墓咧，喺第三日後被發現空咗。
And even the guards at the tomb could not explain where the body had gone.
而當時啊，喺度守住呢個墳墓嘅守衛咧，係冇辦法解釋個屍體去咗邊。
The body has still been there. The Roman or Jewish authorities could simply display it to stop the rumors of Jesus' resurrection.
假若當時其實個屍體仍然喺嗰度，咁羅馬或者猶太當局嗰啲掌權嘅人啊，就最簡單啦，直接展示佢嘅屍體，就即刻可以平息當時咧關於耶穌復活嘅謠言啦。
But they could not do so.
但佢哋當時冇辦法做得到。
Also, the burial cloths.
咁咧，仲有關於嗰個裹屍布。
The record showed that the linen cloths were left in place as they had been, with the face cloth folded separately.
嗱，當時記載咧顯示啊，喺墓穴裡面本來包住耶穌屍體個布咧係按原樣咁放好，但係佢包頭嗰個布咧，佢係捲好咗放喺另一邊。
Suggesting that this was not an ordinary grave robbery.
嗱，呢個就應該俾我哋睇到，冇乜可能呢個係一個真係去偷入個墓穴，然後去偷屍嘅行動啦，係咪？
Because thieves would typically take the body together with the cloth.
因為如果你係嗰啲賊啊，你要去偷嘢，你仲唔快快攞咗條屍就好快啲跑咩？ 嗰啲布都會應該仲係包住條屍噶啦，係咪？
Moreover, the chief priest has taken precaution in this regard.
咁咧，其實咧，仲要你哋諗下，嗰啲當時嘅祭司長啊，早有呢方面嘅防備嘅，就係驚啲門徒嚟偷屍。
Specifically, arranged for soldiers to guard the tomb, as in Matthew 27.
所以咧喺馬太福音27章就特別記載，佢哋當時特別安排啲士兵去看守呢個墓穴。
And a large stone was rolled in front of the entrance.
當時仲有非常之巨大嘅一塊石頭去堵住嗰個入口。
Now, under these circumstances, how could the disciple have stolen the body?
咁喺咁嘅情況下，門徒當時又點偷走條屍咧？
Now, the New Testament account of Jesus' resurrection fully meet the criteria of historians.
咁其實咧，新約聖經中啊，關於耶穌復活嘅記載，完全符合歷史學家佢哋嘅要求。
The gospel recorded concrete events.
咁當時福音書咧，係記載咗呢一啲實實在在發生嘅事情。
That on the third day after Jesus was buried, the body was gone, and the experiences of those who saw the risen Jesus.
当时记载咗唔单止系耶稣佢被安葬后嘅第三日尸体唔见咗，仲记载咗啊当时亲眼见到耶稣显现嘅人咧各种嘅经历。
Furthermore, Jesus had prophesied that he would be crucified, buried, and then risen from the dead.
此外咧，耶稣早已经预言过佢将会被钉十字架而死、埋葬，然后咧要从死里复活。
His prophecy of crucifixion is very significant.
而耶稣佢关于自己将要面临十字架呢个预言系非常重要噶。
He could not have manipulated how he would be put to death.
因为佢绝对冇可能凭自己操控自己将要点样被处死呢件事。
Professor Thomas Arnold, a renowned British scholar and professor of modern history at Oxford University.
咁呢位叫做汤马斯·阿诺德教授咧，系英国一位著名嘅学者，亦都系牛津大学嘅现代史教授。
Who offered a 13-volume history of Rome wrote in one of his works.
咁佢曾经咧就著作有一本13册嘅罗马史啦。咁佢喺其中一本著作里面系咁写嘅。
He said the evidence concerning the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus is remarkably and is remarkably reliable.
咁佢当中咁写到，有关我哋主耶稣佢嘅生、佢嘅死同埋佢嘅复活嘅事。我哋所見到嘅證據咧係十分可靠嘅。
We evaluate this evidence using the same criteria we apply to determine truth in everyday life.
我哋咧平日用嚟決定一啲係咪真理嘅理據標準咧，我哋同樣係愛嚟衡量呢件事。
Thousands of people have carefully examined this evidence, reviewing it with the same seriousness that judges bring to major legal cases.
而全世界咧有成千上万嘅人都曾经去将呢啲嘅证据仔细咁研究过，佢哋咧系用一种非常慎重嘅审查嘅态度，正如咧法官面临一个重大嘅审判案件一样咁样去审查考核。
I have personally done the same, not to convince others, but to satisfy my own curiosity.
我自己个人都曾经咁样去做过，并唔系为咗要去说服别人。而係純粹為咗要滿足我自己嘅好奇心。
I apply the same methods of historical criticism that I use for other historical periods to examine and to evaluate the records written by Jesus' disciples and those who follow them.
我借用多年研究其他歷史時期所用嘅嗰種嘅考證法咧，嚟考察衡量耶穌門徒同埋其他後人所寫嘅記錄。
I believe that in all human history, no event's every detail has been so thoroughly examined by impartial scholars as this great miracle of God, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead.
我相信啊，喺我哋人类历史里面咧，并冇任何一件史迹嘅每一个细节，可以好似呢一个神所赐嘅大神迹，就系耶稣基督从死里复活咁样去被全世界公正嘅学者去彻底研究过。
Now the transformation, the transformed lives and testimonies of the disciples are also extremely powerful evidence for Jesus' resurrection.
另外啦，門徒佢哋自己嘅生命啊，點樣完全被改變，仲有佢哋嘅見證咧，亦都係耶穌基督復活一個極之有力嘅證據。
The disciple preached the resurrection of Jesus in the face of persecution and death.
門徒去宣揚耶穌已經復活呢件事啊，其實係喺度要迫使佢哋面對迫害同埋死亡。
For the sake of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus' resurrection, they set life and death aside.Unafraid of hardship, living without fixed homes.
为咗传讲耶稣已经复活呢个好消息，佢哋愿意将生死置于度外，唔怕艰苦。佢哋居无定所。
Being persecuted, imprisoned, and glorying in suffering for God.
佢哋甚至咧被人逼迫要坐监，但系佢哋系以为神受苦为荣誉。
Of the 12 disciples, apart from Judas the betrayer who committed suicide, and John who was exiled to Patmos and died of old age,
喺耶稣嘅十二个门徒当中，除咗出卖主嘅犹大，佢最终自杀，同埋咧系约翰啦，佢被放逐到拔摩岛之外咧。
The rest were successively martyred for the Lord, dying under torture.
其余所有嘅门徒啊，都系相继为主殉道，系死于酷刑之中。
Another powerful piece of evidence is the Apostle Paul.
另一个极之有力嘅证据咧，就系使徒保罗。
He originally persecuted the church.
佢原本系逼迫教会嘅。
on the road to Damascus, he encountered the risen Lord.
但系当佢正系要去呢个大马士革嘅路上去逼迫基督徒嘅时候，佢就与呢个复活嘅主相遇，
And his entire life is changed completely.
而佢整个人生就被翻转。
He devoted all his energy and time to spreading the gospel.
佢将佢一生嘅精力同时间咧，都系用喺传扬福音嗰度。
Endure much persecution and suffering, and ultimately also die as a martyr.
佢承受咗好多嘅逼迫同埋苦楚，最终佢亦都系殉道而死。
Now, the transformed lives of these people testify that they had indeed met the risen Lord.
呢啲人嘅生命改变咧，都喺度见证紧佢哋系真系的的确确遇见咗复活嘅主。
Now, if Jesus had not actually risen, or if the disciple had stolen Jesus' body, then behind every lie, there must be some personal or small group self-interest.
嗱，如果我哋话耶稣根本就冇复活，又或者只不过系当时门徒将耶稣嘅尸体偷走咗，咁但我哋就要问啦，谎言背后啊，总系会隐藏住某啲个人或者一小团、一个集团、一小群人佢哋一啲嘅个人利益啦。
But the disciple had nothing to gain from stealing the body.
但系门徒当时咁样做，去偷咗耶稣个尸体，佢哋又得到啲乜嘢咧？
On the contrary, preaching the resurrection of Jesus brought them only mockery, imprisonment, and death.
佢哋咩都冇得到，相反啊，佢哋咁样宣扬主耶稣嘅复活，得嚟嘅只系被讥笑，要甚至要被拉去坐监，甚至系要处死。
If there had been enormous financial reward, perhaps someone might have taken the risk.
如果你话当时啊咁样做，能够得到好巨大嘅金钱或者利益嘅回报，咁或者都有啲人会愿意去冒呢个险嘅。
But no one willingly suffered for a lie that brings them no benefit whatsoever.
但系世上唔会有人啊，愿意为到一个对自身毫无好处嘅谎言而去受苦。
Throughout the ages, countless followers of the Lord have experienced spiritual resurrection through knowing Jesus Christ, with their lives and values utterly changed.
喺历世历代里面，无数跟从主耶稣嘅人咧，因为认识咗耶稣基督，而经历咗一个灵里面嘅复活，佢哋嘅生命同埋佢哋嘅价值观咧，彻底被改变。
They have willingly suffered for the Lord, endured imprisonment. And even lay down their own lives.
佢哋甘愿咧为主受苦、坐监，甚至要献上佢哋嘅生命牺牲。
These are all living testimonies.
呢一啲咧，全部都系活生生嘅一啲嘅见证。
Although resurrection of the dead may seem contrary to reason,
虽然死人复活呢件事听起嚟好似好反人反理性，
but if we believe that the world and humanity were created by God, then is there anything too hard for him?
但系如果你能够相信啊，世界或者我哋人类都系由呢位创造主神去做创造出嚟。咁难道呢个世上仲有其他对佢嚟讲太难嘅事吗？
The mighty God can temporarily suspend or alter natural laws, including raising the dead.
呢位无所不能嘅神啊，系绝对有能力去令到某一啲自然定律暂时改变，甚至停止。
So why would that be impossible?
咁所以点解死人复活会系一件唔可能发生嘅事呢？
Professor John Ambrose Fleming once voted one of the most outstanding scientists in Britain and recipients of the Faraday Medal.
法莱明教授曾经被选为英国最杰出嘅科学家，并且咧系法拉第奖章嘅 得獎者。
affirmed in his book Miracles and Signs, The Resurrection of Christ.
佢曾經喺佢自己嘅著作《神蹟與科學論耶穌之復活》呢一本書裏面。
He says, in he said that there is no miracle recorded in the gospel that a scientist cannot accept.
佢當中好肯定咁指出啊，福音書中所記嘅神蹟咧，冇一處係科學家無法接受嘅。
He challenged intellectuals to examine the evidence honestly, stating that if they, after a sincere search, they will surely find that Christianity is not built on fabricated fiction or illusions.
佢當時向知識分子發出咁樣嘅挑戰，要求佢哋咧好誠懇嘅審查。然後佢話：如果經過誠心嘅追尋之後，佢哋未能啊，sorry，如果經過誠心嘅追尋之後咧，佢哋必定能發現基督教並非建立喺虛構嘅小説或者幻覺之上，
Nor on cleverly devised myths.
亦都唔係咧建立喺一啲隨從乖巧捏造出嚟嘅虛言上。
But on events that have historical basis and verifiable facts.
而係啊，建立喺有歷史根據、有事實可以考證嘅事件上。
However miraculous they may seem,
無論呢啲事睇嚟幾咁嘅神奇
they are the greatest events that have ever occurred in world history.
佢哋實際上都係世界歷史上所發生過最偉大嘅事蹟。
But why do people refuse to believe the gospel of Jesus' resurrection?
咁但係點解人仍然拒絕相信耶穌復活嘅福音呢？
In Psalm 14, verse 1, he said,
喺詩篇十四章一節咁話
The fool says in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good.
愚頑人心裏說：沒有神，他們都是邪惡，行了可憎惡的事，沒有一個人行善。
Now, if a person's heart is not open, if they preconceivedly deny God's existence, live self-centeredly, enjoy the pleasures of sin, and consider themselves wiser than God, they will simply convince themselves that there is no God.
如果人嘅心係唔開放嘅，而且咧先入為主，已經否定咗神嘅存在，並且咧係以自我為中心，享受最終之樂，仲以為自己比神聰明，咁佢一定就會同自己講世界上係冇神嘅。
The Bible calls such people fools.
聖經係點樣稱呢班人呢？聖經稱呢啲人咧為愚頑人。
The fools here is not an insult or simply referring to someone who is unintelligent.
嗱，呢一度咧稱佢哋為愚頑人，並唔係一個嘅侮辱，亦都唔係去話啊佢哋純粹咧就係可能頭腦冇咁聰明。
Rather, it is a description of someone who deliberately ignores God and refuses to listen to his instruction.
反而咧，去形容呢班人為愚頑咧，係講緊佢哋啊，心裏面咧係故意唔去承認有神咯，佢哋唔願意去聽佢嘅教訓。
Starting from this false premise, his entire life direction and life direction, the direction in life and judgment become lost.
而呢一類人咧，因為從一個錯誤嘅觀點出發，佢哋整個人生嘅方向同判斷咧，亦都跟住迷失。
The smarter he thinks he is, the more foolish decisions and choices he makes, and his every thought is continually evil.
而且當佢以為自己越聰明，佢所做嘅愚昧嘅決定同選擇就越多，而且終日所思所想盡是邪惡。
If there is no God, then man can become his own God, do whatever he pleases.
因為如果呢個世界上都冇神，咁我哋人就係成為自己嘅神啦。咁我哋中意點做都可以點做。
Morality and conscience can be easily set aside at any time.
而道德啊，同埋我哋嘅良心，隨時可以被抌埋一邊。
The more knowledge the fool accumulates, the greater his capacity for evil.
而愚頑人嘅知識越多，佢作惡嘅能力亦都越大。
There is no one who does good.
圣经话冇一个人行善。
And humanity's end is hopeless self-destruction.
而人类嘅结局就系绝望同埋自我摧毁。
Just as Romans 1, verse 22 says, claiming to be wise, they became fools.
正正就系罗马书1:22嗰度话，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Knowing only the objective facts is not enough.
我哋单系知道有客观事实咧，并唔足够。
Because each of us needs to personally experience God so that the salvation of God brings through Jesus becomes our first-hand experience.
因为我哋每个人都必须咧亲自去经历神，以至咧神透过耶稣带嚟嘅拯救啊，成为我哋第一生嘅经历。
Only when our lives and values are transformed by God can our faith have a firm foundation.
唯有当我哋嘅生命咧，我哋嘅价值观被神改变咧，信心先至可以有根有基。
Let me share my own personal journey from doubt to faith.
咁我而家都想同大家分享我自己嘅经历啊，我系点样从一个怀疑去到最后有呢份信心嘅历程。
When I first encountered the gospel and read the Bible during secondary school days, I also had difficulty believing the recorded miracles and the resurrection.
咁啊，回想起我喺中学最初接触福音同埋睇圣经嘅时候咧，我都好有困难去相信圣经入面记载嘅神迹同埋复活呢啲咁嘅事情。
But as I started joining the Bible study groups and listened to sermons, I gradually began to understand the gospel more.
但系当我一路去参加查经班啦，去听讲道信息之后咧，我渐渐开始明白福音嘅内容。
I like and enjoy listening to others sharing their testimonies of how they came to believe in Jesus and why.
咁我就好中意听人哋分享咧，佢哋信主嘅经历，佢哋系点解要相信主耶稣？
In fact, each person has different stories, their own weaknesses and needs.
咁当然啦，每个人都有佢哋唔同嘅故事，佢哋嘅软弱同埋佢哋嘅需要。
I was no exception.
我自己都系一样。
So I tried to open myself up to experience the reality of God.
于是我终于尝试打开我嘅心啦，去尝试经历下神嘅真实。
I pray something like this: God, if you truly exist, please let me experience your reality and your work in my life so that I can be certain that you are the living God.
咁我当时咧就做咗一个类似咁嘅祷告，神啊，如果你真系存在嘅，求你让我经历到你嘅真实同埋你工作，让我能够确定知道你系一个活生生嘅神。
Whenever I encounter weakness or great difficulties, I try to pray and sought God's help to overcome them.
咁每当我面对一啲难以克服嘅弱点啊、困难嘅时候咧，我都会祷告寻求神嘅帮助去面对。
Amazingly, those difficulties, difficult situations, and pressures were eventually resolved.
好奇妙咧，就系嗰啲嘅困境啊、压力咧，后嚟都一一解决。
Now, the first or second time might have been coincidence.
咁第一、第二次你可以话可能系纯粹巧合啫。
But by the third, fourth, or fifth time, you can't say that it's all coincidence.
咁但系到咗第三、四、五次啊，你冇可能再话呢啲都系巧合。
I could no longer say that it's all coincidence. How many coincidences can there be in the world?
咁如果我系坚持话呢啲系巧合，咁我要问世界上有咁多嘅巧合吗？
Just as Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 promises,
正如马太福音7:7应许嘅。
ask and you will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
I discovered that when we sincerely seek God, we can find Him and experience His help.
我发现咧，当我哋真系认真寻求神咧，系就能够寻见佢，并且经历到佢嘅帮助。
After continually experiencing the reality of God and His work in my life, I finally made the decision to repent and follow the Lord.
咁经过咁样个人持续嘅经历神嘅真实，同埋佢点样喺我生命工作之后咧，我最终系立志悔改，跟从主。
In 1974, I was baptized, become a child of God.
咁喺1974年咧，我就受洗成为神嘅儿女。
In fact, when I was young, I could never imagine that one day I would become a full-time servant of God.
咁其實喺我年輕嘅時候咧，我係完全冇想象到啊！有一日我竟然會成為一個全職服侍神嘅人。
Because I felt that I have no gift or value to give.
因為我當時都覺得自己係冇咩恩賜嘅。
For example, as a young man, I was shy, not good at speaking, especially in large public settings.
咁就譬如話啦，我年青嘅時候咧，其實我好怕醜嘅，我又唔係好識講嘢啦，特別仲要係人多嘅公眾場合添。
I would get very nervous in this.
咁我就會好緊張嘅，容易。
Before knowing the Lord, I would certainly have run away from facing my weaknesses.
咁而喺我認識主之前咧，我一定會選擇去逃避面對自己呢啲嘅軟弱。
But to overcome these limitations and weaknesses, I ran for the position of General Affairs Secretary of the Student Union in my Form 6, that's year 12, that's days in school.
咁但係為咗克服呢啲嘅限制同弱點咧，喺我中六嗰年咧，我就決定參加競選學生會總務秘書呢一個職位，
And was elected.
然後我竟然就當選喎。
Because I wanted to train myself to face challenges with the Lord's help.
因為我當時咧想依靠神嘅幫助咧，去操練自己面對挑戰，
To go free from the obvious limitation.
就要去突破呢一啲好明顯實在嘅限制。
The following year, when I felt uncertain about the future, God led me to study in the UK.
咁到咗第二年，正當我感到前路茫茫嘅時候咧，神就帶領我嚟咗英國讀書。
After graduating from university, I worked for 5.5 years in Wolverhampton near Birmingham.
咁當我大學畢業之後咧，我就喺伯明翰附近嘅 Wolverhampton 呢個地方工作咗5年半。
Then our family decided to return to Hong Kong.
然後我哋一家咧就決定翻返香港生活。
God prepared a position for me as a lecturer of the University of Hong Kong.
神跟住又為我預備咗喺香港大學為講師嘅職位。
With a stable income, considerable respect and benefits, such as housing, education allowances, and so on, and medical allowance.
咁跟住咧，唔單止收入係穩定啦，而且都係一個好受人尊重嘅工作。當時咧，亦都有房屋、醫療同埋教育津貼等等嘅福利。
So it was almost impossible for me to give up these benefits and the security that came with the job.
所以你可以話，如果要我放棄呢啲嘅福利，同埋因為工作帶嚟嘅安全感咧，幾乎係冇可能嘅。
But with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
但係喺人不能，喺神凡事都能。
Through a series of experiences, God gradually made me understand His leading and His will for our family.
神透過一連串嘅經歷咧，令到我漸漸明白佢對我同埋我哋一家嘅帶領同心意。
By God's grace, I had seemingly obtained everything I hoped for in my youth.
靠住神嘅恩典，我年轻时所盼望得到嘅嘢，似乎都已经得到啦。
Such as university degrees, professional qualifications, family, children, a stable job and income.
就好似大学学位啦、专业资格、家庭、儿女、稳定嘅职业同收入等等。
I was, of course, very grateful and thankful, and for that I would work until retirement.
咁我當然係非常感恩啦，但係我真係以為自己就會一直咁樣工作，直到退休。
But God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
但係神嘅意念咧係高過我哋人嘅意念。
After I completed the intermediate disciple training, the IT, at our church.
咁當我完成咗我哋教會嘅中級門徒訓練之後咧
，The church leader encouraged us to go on a short-term mission to practice evangelistic work.
咁教會牧者就鼓勵我哋咧，要藉住短宣嚟實踐全福音嘅工作。
Linda and I chose to go to Spain because we have never been there before.
咁我同太太 Linda 咧就選擇咗去西班牙，因為我哋從來係未去過嗰度嘅。
We wanted to experience God more and rely on His leading to serve.
我哋好想去經歷神啦，依靠佢嘅帶領去服侍。
We arranged for our young children at that time to be cared for at home by our Filipino domestic helper at that time.
咁我哋當時咧就首先安排咗兩個仔女咧喺屋企有菲律賓嘅姐姐係啦幫手照顧佢哋啦。
And also some sister from our church who live nearby.
咁同埋咧住喺附近嘅姊妹教會姊妹咧都幫手即係睇下佢哋。
Now throughout the month-long trip, we deeply experience our Heavenly Father's wonderful provision and leading.
喺嗰一個月嘅整個行程當中，我哋深深經歷到天父好奇妙嘅供應同埋帶領。
For example, upon arriving in Barcelona, a missionary friend picked us up at the airport.
咁就好似咧，我哋啱啱去到巴塞隆拿嘅時候咧，有一位宣教士朋友就嚟接機。
Because of his work, he happened to be leaving on a mission trip that same evening.
但係因為佢要出差嘅緣故啊，佢嗰一日夜晚上咧就要離開啦。
So after showing us around in his home, he left for several weeks, allowing us to stay at his place.
所以咧，當佢安頓好我哋啊，帶我哋即係認識下周圍環境之後咧，佢就離開咗幾個禮拜，以至咧我哋兩個可以去用佢屋企住。
The location was near the subway, making travel very convenient for us.
而佢住嘅地方啊，正正就喺地鐵站附近，所以我哋出入都好方便。
In Valencia, in a city, we were able to stay at a newly opened four-star hotel close to our meeting place for a relatively low price.
咁而當我哋去到呢個華倫西亞嘅地方嘅時候，我哋竟然咧可以用好平嘅價錢咧，入住咗一間新開嘅4星級酒店，而且咧係離我哋當時聚會點好近。
Experiencing God's abundant provision and spiritually and physically.
所以當時我哋經歷咗咧神滿滿嘅供應啊，無論係屬靈上定肉身上。
Even more amazing was the arrangement for our service.
咁更加奇妙嘅咧，就係神咧對我哋當時服侍嘅一啲安排。
I had the opportunity to preach or lead Bible studies at the Chinese churches in three Spanish cities.
我當時有機會喺西班牙三個唔同嘅城市嘅華人教會講道或者大查經。
That's Barcelona, Valencia, and Madrid.
就喺頭先講嘅三個地方啦。
After finishing our service in the last city, Madrid, we still had a few free days.
咁當我哋喺最後一站馬德里完成服侍之後咧，我哋仲有幾日嘅時間。
We could have just stayed in Madrid to rest, but we felt the move to go to Lisbon, Portugal.
我哋當時咧大可以選擇留喺馬德里休息幾日啦，但係我哋心裏面有一個感動，要去葡萄牙嘅里斯本。
The reason is to look for opportunity to serve there.
我哋又想去揾下有冇機會服侍。
Remarkably, we found the local church upon arrival and were asked to lead Bible study the very first time we met them.
好奇妙嘅咧，就係我哋當時竟然揾到當地一個華人教會啦，而喺我哋只係第一次見面就被邀請去大查經。
After that, there were two more meetings that started at 10:30 in the evening and finished till midnight.
咁之後咧，仲有兩個晚上啊，係由夜晚10點半開始，直到12點先結束嘅聚會。
Because the people from China, they work in restaurant takeaways. They go to meeting after work.
咁因為當時咧好多係餐館工作嘅人啊，特別喺國內去嘅啦，佢哋咧係要等結束營業先至可以開始查經噶。
So the entire short-term mission trip required us to share and preach in Mandarin.
而整個宣教咧嘅過程，我都需要用普通話嚟分享同講道。
It was my first time preaching in Mandarin, which is not my mother tongue.
咁我當時係一生人第一次要用我唔係母語嘅普通話嚟講道。
And also in an unfamiliar place.
仲要係一個完全陌生嘅環境。
Without the love of God motivating us and His help, I would never have had the courage to do so.
如果唔係神嘅愛激勵住自己同埋佢嘅幫助啊，我肯定唔會有勇氣去咁做噶。
Now, the short-term mission broadened our horizons.
呢個短宣咧，大大開闊咗我哋嘅視野。
It helped us to see the spiritual needs of people and the universal shortage of the Lord's laborers in the world.
佢令到我哋深刻體會到咧人屬靈嘅需要，亦都睇到咧全世界普遍嚟講都缺乏主嘅工人。
It also opened up the possibility of my serving God full-time in future.
亦都係因為呢次短宣咧，開始咗我有可能會參與呢個全職服侍。
Later, after experiencing a series of God's guidance and encouragement, we came to understand His will.
後嚟再經歷咗神一連串嘅帶領同鼓勵咧，我哋終於明白神嘅旨意。
So we applied for full-time training and began our full-time service afterwards.
所以我哋就報名參加咗教會全時間嘅訓練啦，並且開始咗我哋全職服侍嘅道路。
If the Lord Jesus had not risen, then God's promises would be in vain, and God would not be real.
如果主耶稣并冇复活，其实神好多应许都会落空，神唔会系真实嘅。
In that case, I would not have taken such a big risk leaving my stable university lecturer's position.
如果系咁嘅话咧，我当时一定唔会冒咁大嘅风险啊，离开我已经稳定工作咗成10年嘅大学讲师职位。
Which I have held for nearly 10 years, to an uncertain path with two young children and a wife with serious medical issues.
仲要带住两个年幼嘅仔女啦，仲有我身体即系我呢位体弱多病嘅太太，一齐去行一条咁样好似充满未知数嘅路。
So, walking this narrow path, this challenging role of full-time service for God.
仲话要去行呢条充满挑战啊，全职服侍神嘅窄路添。
In the past, the disciples bravely testified that the Lord Jesus has risen, even faced persecution and danger to their lives.
昔日门徒甘愿咧冒住被逼迫啦，或者生命嘅危险咧，都勇敢咁去见证住主耶稣系已经复活呢个事实。
Unless they have truly experienced the risen Lord, it would never have been worth sacrificing their life for a lie.
除非佢哋系真实咁见过复活嘅主，否则啊，点会愿意为一个谎言而牺牲佢哋嘅生命咧？咁系绝对唔值得噶。
Finally, what is the significance of Jesus' resurrection?
最后，究竟耶稣复活啊，有咩意义咧？
Firstly, confirm that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
首先，佢嘅复活系确认咗耶稣系基督，系神嘅儿子。
In John 20, verse 31, it says, But these are written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life in his name.
约翰福音20:31，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
His redemptive work on the cross was accepted by the Father, completely defeating sin and death.
咁主耶稣咧喺十字架上嘅救赎啊，系得到天父嘅悦纳，彻底咁战胜咗罪恶同埋死亡。
And bringing eternal hope and new life to humanity.
并且为人类带嚟咗永生嘅盼望，同埋重生呢个新生命。
This is the core of our faith.
呢个正正系我哋信仰嘅核心。
Secondly, it conquers death and fear.
第二，战胜咗死亡同埋恐惧。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, it says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
哥林多前书15:55咁话。死啊！你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊！你的毒钩在哪里？
The resurrection defeats humanity's ultimate enemy, death, turning death from an end into a gateway to eternal life.
复活唔单止击败咗人类最终嘅仇敌死亡，佢更将死亡咧从原本以为系一个终结，转变成为一个带领我哋入永生嘅一个门。
Granting the promise of immortality.
亦都为我哋带嚟呢个永不朽坏嘅应许。
Thirdly, God promises us the first resurrection, which is the resurrection of spiritual life.
第三，神咧应许我哋有第一次嘅复活，就系讲紧我哋灵命嘅一个复活。
And the second resurrection, which is the resurrection of the physical body.
仲要有第二次嘅复活，就系将来一个肉身嘅复活。
These two resurrections are entirely based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
而呢两次嘅复活咧，完全系基于耶稣基督佢嘅复活而嚟噶。
Without his resurrection, we would have no resurrection.
如果冇耶稣基督嘅复活咧，我哋系唔会有复活。
Christ's resurrection becomes the foundation for our spiritual and bodily resurrection.
耶稣基督嘅复活咧，成为我哋灵命同埋身体复活嘅根基。
Fourthly, the driving force of the believer's new life.
第四，就是信徒他们新生命的这份动力。
The resurrected life transcends time and space, enabling believers to break free from the bondage of sin in their daily life and live a new life of forgiveness, giving, and holiness through the death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
復活呢個生命跨越咗時空，令到我哋作為信徒嘅喺日常生活裏面都能夠靠住主脫離罪嘅捆綁，活出饒恕啦、付出同埋聖潔嘅新生活。而且呢一切都係基於主耶穌基督嘅受死同埋復活先可以成就嘅。
To conclude, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical fact and the cornerstone of the Christian faith.
我而家嚟到總結啦，耶穌基督嘅復活咧係一個不爭嘅歷史事實，亦都係基督教信仰嘅基石。
But it isn't just a historical event.
但係佢唔僅僅係一件歷史事件。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, it says, "And if Christ had not been raised,
Sorry about
What's
this.
missing there? Has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain." And now verse 19, "If Christ we have hope, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied."
喺哥林多前书15:14话：若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是谎言，你们所信的也是谎言。19节。 我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
How then can you respond to the resurrection?
咁究竟你而家可以点样去回应复活呢？
Jesus' resurrection over sin and death is a personal invitation for you to trust in God, to trust God's love, grace, and power demonstrated through his Son, Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣佢胜过死同埋罪呢份胜利咧，系一个对你一个亲身嘅邀请啊！邀请你去相信神藉住佢儿子耶稣嘅复活所彰显嘅慈爱、恩典同埋大能。
Anyone who trusts and follows Jesus in responding to God can experience new life today and forever.
任何愿意信靠同埋跟从主耶稣嚟回应神嘅人咧，今日就能够去经历呢个新嘅生命，直到永远。
We can walk in the power of resurrection with hope and joy.
我哋可以带住盼望同埋喜乐，每日依靠复活嘅大能而生活。
So, are you ready to take that step?
咁究竟你有准备好迈出呢一步未呢？
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, for your power in the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我哋亲爱嘅天父，我哋感谢你对我哋嘅爱，亦都感谢你喺主耶稣基督里面呢份复活嘅大能。
We pray that what we have heard so far, your Holy Spirit will use it to speak to us.
我哋盼望我哋今日所听到嘅呢一切，藉住你自己嘅圣灵，能够去帮助我哋明白。
You know all our needs.
天父，你系深知道我哋每个人嘅需要。
So for those who have not yet follow you, and we pray that you soften their hearts,
对于嗰啲仍未去跟从你嘅人，求你去软化佢哋嘅心。
so that they can see your power in the resurrection of your Son, Jesus.
以致佢哋能够见到啊，经历到你喺耶稣基督里面呢份复活嘅大能。
For most of us who are already your children, we pray that you strengthen us through all these incidents.
亦都求你帮助我哋已经成为你儿女嘅，透过呢一切嘅事件啦，我哋嘅经历都去被坚固。
So whatever burden or challenges we have now, right now, we can through faith commit them to you.
以致无论我哋正系面对紧乜嘢嘅困难、挑战或者有咩重担，我哋能够藉住信将呢一切去交托俾你。
So that we can overcome the very challenges through your strength that strengthen us.
以致我哋能够靠住你所赐俾我哋嘅力量，去胜过呢一切嘅挑战。
For your glory's sake, we pray. Amen.
为到你嘅荣耀，我哋祈求，阿门。